You guys want more? You guys like that word? I love that four-letter word, M-O-R-E, more. Hallelujah. Church Hill Theater, this coming June, I think the 11th to the 27th, is going to put on a play production called Oliver. You guys ever heard of that, Oliver? I think it's Charles Dickens wrote Oliver Twist, and then the musical was made out of it. They're going to put on the musical. It's about this orphan boy who basically gets kicked out of the orphanage, and he lives a precarious life trying to survive. He's being stalked by thieves and being shuffled from caretaker to caretaker, and the thieves are either trying to turn him into a criminal or to kill him, basically, for not becoming a criminal. And it's actually originally called The Adventures of Oliver Twist. And one of the most famous scenes of that musical or that story, right in the beginning, when he's in the orphanage, what they have basically is they have all these boys in there, and these boys are in a state of near starvation. They're fed with a little bit of gruel at each meal, which is, I don't know, some kind of slop they slop into the bowl. They don't even fill up the bowl. They just take a ladle, slop it in there, and move on to the next person. And so they're so hungry at mealtime that they just shovel it down, and it's over like that. And they're still hungry, and they live their lives in a state of hunger and really near starvation. The whole time, the caretakers of the place are feasting sumptuously every day in the back room, full of candlesticks and gold and silverware and luxurious settings. So one day, Oliver just can't take it anymore. And he's, man, guys, we got to do something. So they hold a little, what do they call them? They draw straws, a little lottery. They want one of them to go up to the master of the kitchen after the meal and ask for more. So Oliver draws the short straw, and they go to their breakfast the next day, and after they wolf it down in 2 seconds, he gets up and starts walking across the room, and every eye is on him, and the master is standing there with the other servants, and they're not sure what's going on. And he comes up, and he's got his bowl in his hand, and he says those famous words, "Please, sir, I want some more." And the guy is so shocked, he doesn't even know how to respond. Nobody has ever dared to ask for more. And he doesn't know what to say. He just kind of spits out, "What?" And Oliver says, "Please, sir, I want some more." And the guy just flies into a rage, and he grabs his ladle and smacks him upside the head, starts chasing him around the room. Of course, Oliver can outrun him, so he gets frustrated. He asks the beadle, which is the guy who's over him, to go down to the upper leadership. They run down there to report this scandalous thing that's happened. He busts into the room and he says, "Oliver has asked for more." And the guy is just outraged. He can't believe it. And one guy says, "That boy is destined to be hanged. You just figure he is the lowest of the low. How dare he insult them and imply that their care for him was not sufficient?" And basically what happens is they wind up selling him into slavery, more or less. They sell him to an apprenticeship, but back in those days, under those kinds of labor conditions, it was basically getting sold down the river as a slave. And his life just goes on from there and goes through some horrible, miserable experiences. All because he simply asked for what? For more. I got good news for you today. You can ask God for more. God wants you to ask for more. He wants you to hunger for more, to desire more, to seek after more, to ask and knock and seek for more. He's delighted to give us more. He wants you to have more. More of Him. More of His anointing. More of His power. More of His love. More of His peace that passes understanding. More of His joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. He wants us to have more. More anointing. More blessing. More favor. More glory. More of Him. He wants to give us so much more than we even know how to ask for. Scripture says more than we can even ask or imagine. He wants us to have more. More of every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places that belongs to you as your inheritance in Christ. The Bible says that because of Christ, if we are in Christ, born again by faith in Christ, then every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places is ours. And we're busy playing with little trinkets when the treasure, the veritable treasure of heaven, has our name on it. I want it all. I am a hedonist. I used to be a hedonist for this world. I used to want to get as much liquor and drugs and dope in me as I could possibly stand without passing out. But since Jesus Christ came into my life, I'm a hedonist for God. I want as much of God, as much of His power, His grace, and His glory as I can get without passing out. In fact, I'll go ahead and pass out. If he's so inclined to knock my butt on the floor, I will take it. Praise God. It even says in James 1:4 or 1:5, he says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. It will be given to him. It will be given to him. He's not going to chase you around the room with a ladle trying to smack you upside the head. He longs for you to come and ask for more. Praise God. I went to a Holy Ghost party a few weeks ago. I don't know what else to call it. It was, an hour and a half of worship and then, altar ministry and prayer and then some more worship. It was just a Holy Ghost party. It's fun, man. I highly recommend it. We went up to Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware. It was great, man. They had some friends of ours got together with some of their childhood friends. They both had gotten saved apart from each other and found each other later in life, and they realized they were both in the ministry, and so they were up there ministering, and it was great, man. We were rocking the house. And I was behind the back row of chairs, and I was just on my knees and just, getting before God and enjoying Him. And this little girl, must have been about, I'm thinking 8 years old, I don't know, roughly somewhere around in there, taps me on the shoulder in the midst of all this. I mean, the music's going, people are singing and praying and crying out and all. And she comes up and taps me on the shoulder, cute as a button, man. And she says, can I pray for you? I was like, oh, isn't that sweet, man? How sweet, man. I'm like, sure, you can pray for me. Let me tell you what, boy. This girl starts a praying, man. I mean, she is a praying. She lays her hands on my shoulder and she starts going off, and she's starting on one side and working her way over to the other side. Next thing I know, we're swaying back and forth in the Lord. She's just rocking me back and forth, and the music's getting loud. I can barely hear what she's saying, but she's whatever she's saying, she was saying it, man. She's just praying and praying. 5 minutes go by, okay? I mean, she's not letting up. Suddenly she comes around to the other side of me and taps me on the shoulder. I look over and she says, say more, Lord, more, Lord. Just keep saying that. So I was like, okay. So I start saying, more, Lord. And she starts saying, more, Lord. And next thing you know, we're shouting, more, Lord, more, Lord. And she's just going off, man. And we're rocking, just more, Lord. And this goes on for like another 5 or 10 minutes. And finally, I guess she prays through or something. I don't know. Or gets tired. She just kind of, I look at her and she looks at me and we're like, okay. And I said, thank you so much. And I gave her a big hug. And she went off and played with her buddy or something. I don't know. Isn't that amazing? I was so blessed by that. Number one, because this little, precious, little cute girl was such a prayer warrior. I mean, that girl was calling down every blessing from heaven that I knew how to pray and then some. I mean, she would put a grown-up to shame. But also because she was not afraid to ask for more. She wanted more. She had prayed. She could have said, dear Jesus, bless him, please. Bless him, you know, a little bit more. But whatever. After 5 minutes, she was just like, more, Lord. I want him to have it all. And she hounded heaven to get it. She stormed the gates, as it were, of heaven to call down this blessing. Man, I'll tell you what, that little girl can pray for me anytime. Man. She wanted what? More. You guys want more? You guys want more?
Yes.
Praise God. I want more. I want it all. Yes, sir. I mean, like, back the truck up to the door and pile it up. We'll make room. If there's no room, stack it outside. I want it anyway. I want the truck emptied. I want it all. So you guys want more? All right.